This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm tired of the fakes and the fraud. They exist on both sides of this theoretical aisle, left and right. I don't believe in this left and right ideology. I'm going to admit something to you that you may not have discerned from listening to me, and maybe you have, maybe I've even said it, but I don't consider myself an ideologue of any type. The only thing I care about is truth, and I care about that truth for myself even when I don't follow it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. I started off the show talking about frauds. I believe that Democrats, for the most part, are frauds to their rotten cores. Many Republicans are as well. Most politicians are frauds. That's why we can't distinguish the difference between the left and the right. And the very people who represent the better part of man's nature, who represent the good, the reason why people from all over the world want to come to this country, you folks, you conservatives, you God-fearing Christian conservatives, Judeo-Christian Americans, you are the least fraudulent of all Americans. You are the least, what's the term, two-faced? You can admit when you're wrong. You have no problem saying, you know what, I'm sorry, I admit I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, we've had things go wrong. Man, I could give you a litany of things. In raising your children, you've done things wrong. I bet you, as a conservative, you said to your kids, you know what? Sorry about that. You probably said it in the moment. Maybe you got after your kid a little bit too aggressively because you were having a bad day. You didn't wait a year, 2 years. You didn't let them stew. You didn't wait a week. You said, you know what, son? You know what, daughter? I'm really sorry. Mom or dad overreacted. Whatever, you said it. You've said it with friends. You've said it with family. You've said it with cohorts. You know, worker bees, other wherever. You've said it to a waitress. You've said it to a teller, a clerk, or whatever. You are ready and willing to admit you've gone overboard, stepped a little bit over the line. It's not normally you. Something happened. You're not making excuses. You're not rationalizing. You're just saying, look, I had a rough day. But you know what you've witnessed from the left? Oh, they overreact in a Starbucks, and there's got to be, you know, some big... Oh, everybody's got to get trained now. We're going to spend $20 million teaching racial sensitivity. But let somebody overstep with a guy, a black dude wearing a MAGA hat, and what happens? Nothing. The left doesn't apologize. You know what? It was a double standard. We never should have allowed one thing to occur without the other, addressed it, whatever. They don't care one iota. Double standards. Frauds to their core. I mentioned Sophocles early in the broadcast. He said things gained through unjust fraud are never secure. They're never secure. Not are they never secure. You really, yes, for example, if you stole a bike as a kid, you can't enjoy it. You think somebody's going to see this bike, so you paint it and then you ruin it. You know, you do something to obfuscate your crime. You can't enjoy it. Democrats have stolen things. You know why they're in a state of perpetual anger? They can't enjoy anything. How can you enjoy your creation of black leftists? Try to enjoy those clowns over there. The people that you've taught to be hateful, to be mean-spirited, to be racist, to be just... nobody wants to be around... look, I'm just going to give you the truth. Nobody wants to be around a black leftist. They don't want to deal with them in a job. Look, you want real talk? I'm going to give you real talk. Black folks don't want to be around black leftists. They can't stand their family any more than you can. The only difference they like, the only thing that they enjoy is they're able to say it. It's like, well, you know, I know my cousin crazy, but I ain't gonna let nobody talk about him because he's family. But I can say he's crazy. No, I can say he's crazy. I'll say your cousin is crazy. Your cousin doesn't have the intellect of a baboon, and neither do you. Don't tell me what I can and cannot say. So people want to, you know, pretend that they're the only ones that can comment on their craziness. These leftists are nutcases. And that's just the truth. Black ones are the worst. But let me tell you, even the bourgeois white folks, these rich housewives of insert city here, those leftists, nobody wants to be around them either. You call those friendships? Let me ask you, would your friends treat you the way you've seen those reality shows people, those reality show people treat them? Would your friends treat you that way? Would you allow it? Would you call that person a friend? Oh, Kevin, you just haven't evolved. We can argue and all that, and then we can party and go on trips together and all that. They don't care about each other. They care about one-upping each other. Now, I'd ask you, would they bail each other out of jail? Mm-hmm. Just to gloat. If I bailed you out of jail, it wouldn't be to gloat. It would be to say, man, what you do? Holy cow, what do we got to work on here? I wouldn't be gloating. Yeah, look at old Bill over there. I had to get him out of jail. Yeah, hey, Bill, can't wait for the next picnic when I get to tell everybody I got you out of jail, brother. Frauds. And they're never secure. They're never happy either. You see everything that's going on in their world right now? Woo, man, I would not want to be a Democrat, a progressive right now. If you were a progressive right now, let me try to tell you how you would be talking. You'd be talking like this. You want to know why? Because we got our foot on your throat. We have our foot firmly on your throat, and we're pushing down because we were tired of being kicked around. I'm speaking of conservatives. I'm speaking of my audience. Feel free to use this, folks. Let the leftists know you're done. They're not pushing you around. Media, man. Whew. All in for Democrats. They remain all in for Democrats. And despite Trump's, I don't think this is even arguable, most successful presidency in the modern era, thus far, and the left want nothing but his demise. They are calculating to bring this man down. They've already done it. And even in that calculus failed, they now are doubling down. They are looking for excuses. They are huddled up in places all over D.C. and around the world trying to figure out how to bring Trump down. And I'm going to tell you something. Trump is pretty much close to godlike. Certainly God is watching over. I'm not saying he's the almighty for you chumps out there trying to act like that. I'm saying he's almost, because he sees all that's going on with him and they can't do anything about it. That's God's divine presence. Anyway, more on this. I want to talk about Roland Martin's speech.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Radio Show. I've mentioned the media is all in for the Democrats, and despite Trump having this very successful presidency, they can't stand that he's doing well. And it isn't because they like Hillary Clinton, it's because they hate losing. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. See, our election of President Trump, formerly Donald Trump, the billionaire businessman that nobody thought could get elected, it invalidated them. It really did. Think about this group of people that thought they had it licked. They thought they'd chosen the right side. I can't tell you the level of confidence that was on the left when Donald Trump became our candidate. They knew continuation of Obama policies, coronation of Hillary Clinton. It would be like if the royal wedding that was supposed to occur, suddenly somebody said, you know, Prince Harry didn't show up. Or Meghan Markle changed their mind. That would be what it would be like. These people were, they didn't know how to act. And you can look at their faces on the night of the loss. That's a look they had never seen in their lives. I'm talking about these people have lost loved ones. They've lost kids. They've lost parents. They've lost businesses. They've never had that look in their lives. That type of devastation, that's how much they put into this. And so the only thing they can do now is react. They like, we're going to get back in control, man. See, they thought they could, in my opinion, they thought they could control these things. They thought they could continue to control these things. I want you to listen to what Jake Tapper said when he declared that, when Donald Trump had declared he'd been spied on. I want you to hear what Jake Tapper had to say.
We noticed some numbers that alarmed us today. They appeared in an ABC News Washington Post poll showing a shockingly high percentage of Americans believe President Obama intentionally spied on Donald Trump and members of his campaign. This all began, of course, on March 4th, after a long, frustrating week for the president, at the end of which he suddenly and seemingly out of nowhere began a succession of tweets that started with, quote, terrible, just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory, nothing found. This is McCarthyism. Now, if McCarthyism is defined as making wild accusations without any evidence, the only thing that was McCarthyism were the president's tweets. Any evidence, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan?
Any evidence that this has occurred. The Intelligence Committee has not seen evidence that this has occurred.
How about you, FBI Director James Comey?
I have no information that supports those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside the...
So that would have seemingly been that, except that the president and his team kept pushing ways to try to make this evidence-free claim somewhere sort of possibly in the neighborhood of almost not entirely false. Now, they failed, but they muddied the waters quite a bit. And now, here are the shocking numbers from today. 32% of the public thinks President Obama intentionally spied on Donald Trump and members of his campaign. And 52% of Republicans believe this charge, a charge that there is literally no evidence to support. It is the definition of fake news. Now, look, this is America, and you can believe whatever you want to believe. 18% of the public says they've seen or been in the presence of a ghost. I mean, whatever. But in a thriving democracy, truth matters and facts matter. We learned in the campaign that Donald Trump can be cavalier about facts and truth. We learned in his first 100 days that that's not going to change. Indeed, that some in the government and some of his friends in conservative media will even work to try to make his falsehoods seem true.
Now, we played that clip earlier in the broadcast, but I play it again because I want you to understand that this is a guy who in March of 2017 wanted you to believe that Donald Trump was a kook, wanted you to believe that you were a kook if you were one of the people who believed that Donald Trump was right. You were among the people who've seen ghosts. But it gets better, because then Brian Stelter of CNN, he comes in and he says this.
But first today, a question for you. This is, of course, all in the eye of the beholder. Does President Trump seem confident to you? Or downright desperate? This morning, you see a half dozen more tweets from the president, full of conspiracy theories and resentment and questions about ongoing investigations. Here's one example. You can look up all the tweets on his page. But he says, at what point does this soon-to-be $20 million witch hunt, composed of 13 angry and heavily conflicted Democrats and two people who've worked for Obama for 8 years, stop? At what point does it stop? He says they have found no collusion with Russia, no obstruction. He misspelled collusion. Then he complained about Hillary Clinton. And on he went.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And then the other day I played you a clip of Don Lemon, who says, look, this investigation has gotten out of it what it was supposed to. It's only been a year, and it's yielded, and he gave a bunch of statistics on how many people were indicted or whatever. Let me tell you something. It was so over the top. And it was based on the numbers. And I saw people tweeting it, retweeting it. Oh, well, there's been 19 people, indicted. Two people convicted or whatever. And they're including Michael Flynn, who they rescinded his. And Manafort's probably going to get out of it, too. And they've got one dude who's, I think he's from Belgium or somewhere, who they've actually convicted. And he has nothing to do with Trump. It was like fruit of the poison tree or whatever. But they've got him. They've got nothing. It's so bizarre, honestly, to listen to these guys and not, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm getting rather, it's kind of getting tough to come up with things to express my outrage. But it amazes me that we're still here. But I'm kind of glad we are. But I want to go back, and I don't know if we have time. No, because this thing, I'm gonna set this up, and then we'll play the clip when we come back in, because it's a little too long for the time that we have left. But Glenn Beck was a never-Trumper. And Glenn's a friend of mine. I like Glenn Beck as a person. I'll be honest with you. I don't think Glenn Beck's that interesting in terms of TV. He's good at discovering other people's talents, but then he squanders it. And I'm going to put me in that. Glenn Beck discovered me by way of Andrew Breitbart, put me on TV, liked me. Every producer that ever worked for Glenn said, Glenn really likes you. Glenn took me under his wing, brought me up into New York a few times. And because they were stealing my work, we became friends. The guy who was in control of Glenn, you know, who was his lawyer at the time, said, Kevin, you might consider coming to do something with Glenn. And I said, I'm happy to do that. But he says, Glenn will own all your work. And I stopped him and said, that's ridiculous. I go, Glenn can't own my work because he can't own my brain. It's ridiculous. Glenn should be looking to make superstars. And here you are talking about ownership. I said, man, I don't work for masters. And I completely walked out of his face. But I left him with this. I said, I'm going to make you a bet. Glenn's not going to be nearly as big of a deal as you think because of this, because of what you're doing right now. If Glenn was in the star-making business, his star would shine forever. But now Glenn is Mr. Anti-Trumper, joining with the Noah Goldbergs and the Bill Kristols and other people that I've talked about. And now, suddenly, you know what he says? Glenn says, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump in 2020. Wearing his MAGA hat, and I want to play a clip when we come back. Stay tuned, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, everybody. I said I was going to play this Glenn Beck Then and Now. You'll kind of be able to tell, but he starts off with a then there's a now, there's quite a few thens, then there's a now, and then I think it ends with a then. But it's a couple minutes. You'll see Glenn Beck talking about Trump, and I'm telling you, really looking rather silly, but here it is.
And Donald Trump, I really, truly believe, is a very dangerous man. If you listen to, Chris, some of the things he said this weekend.
Dangerous, why? Obviously.
I could go on at Fifth Avenue and I could shoot people and I wouldn't lose a single vote. He's joked about killing reporters like Putin. Actually, he's joked about not killing reporters like Putin.
Can drive me to the point to where I say, you know what? I've had enough. I'll vote for him in 2020. Gladly, I'll vote for him in 2020.
What is it about Trump's candidacy that has you...
He's a progressive. He's a progressive, Bill. He has a clear, long history of progressive tactics. His answer on the border was the reason why we're having these problems is because the people in Washington, D.C. are stupid. That's pretty much his answer on everything, implying that if we just have smarter people in Washington, D.C., we can run the government better.
Yeah, but there's no doubt that Trump wants to put a border up. He wants to deport people. So he's not a progressive on that issue, Beck. Come on.
Yeah, he is. He wants to do it through bigger government. Look,
you're going to need a lot of buses to deport 12 million people. Yeah, the government's the only one who has them.
And then you have the audacity to start furthering the conversation on, well, you know, even if he did mean that, they're not animals. Shut up. If those animals took your daughter and did what they've done to other Americans' daughters, you'd call them an animal. And if they're not animals, I don't know what is.
This is a dog whistle. He is using dog whistles and speaking to people, but they're hearing things, and whether he's meaning it or not, I don't know. But people are hearing him say things. And each of them different. He is in massive, massive trouble. And more importantly, we are if he is elected.
24 hours a day hammering one.
The video got cut off, but that was a montage somebody made of Glenn Beck hammering Donald Trump and then praising Donald Trump from a guy. Now, I've already talked about Goldberg, Shapiro, Crystal, Steve Hayes, others. And I can't stand them. And here's why I can't stand them. Let me back up on that. I don't dislike them as people. I'm sure I'll do an event and Ben Shapiro will be there. And I think Ben's an intelligent guy. I think every one of the people I mentioned are intelligent people. But here's why I can't stand their ideology. Here's why you cannot make friends of people like that. They're ready to abandon you. See, they first of all, they think they're smarter than you are. Glenn thought he was smarter than everybody else. I gave you my little history of Glenn Beck where they wanted me to join the team and said, yeah, but you got to give us all your info. And I said to his guy, I said, Glenn, no offense to Glenn, he can't do what I do. He doesn't have the intellect. I'm not talking, Glenn may be very good at what he does, and I can't do that. But when it comes to figuring out the political landscape and understanding how these things that impact politics the most are, you know, their origins, there's hardly many people better than I am, and I'm not bragging about that. I'm just telling you the facts. See, because the influence of politics is around race and class. And if you are white and you have a little bit of money, you are at a disadvantage because you've never had to think about it from a different perspective. Even if you're white and you didn't have a lot of money, you still didn't really think about it from a deep perspective the way I've thought about it since I formed my first few thoughts and people started trying to convince me one way or the other. See, most white kids, even if you're poor, they're not trying to convince you of anything. They tell you the way it is, and you take it. I'm watching. I was an observer. And people would go, Kevin, black people, blah, 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 blah. And white folks do this, and I would watch white folks, and I'd watch black folks, and I would watch what would happen if I experimented with one form of the thought or the other. And I studied it. I can't describe it, but I studied it. Anyway, here's what Beck says. He joked about killing reporters like Putin, or not killing reporters like Putin. Then he goes on to O'Reilly and he says he's a progressive. I remember, you probably remember some of these arguments. He's not a real American, you know, this or that, whatever. Yeah, well, okay, whatever. He's not real, man. He's, you know, he's a Democrat hiding out. Look at how much money he gave the Democrats. And we checked all that stuff out. And I went, man, that's just a lie. It was lies. Then he went on to say the reason why he's a progressive, because O'Reilly asked him, he says, well, his answer on the border. And here's what he said. People in D.C. are stupid, implying with smarter people, we could run the government better. And O'Reilly's like, yeah. And you know, it's funny. I think about Glenn Beck having to think about what he said then versus now. Donald Trump said the people in D.C. are stupid. And let me tell you, I understand how people went, well, that's not really the case. I mean, there's a lot of degrees. They got good degrees in D.C. These are Ivy Leaguers. Donald Trump got it right. These people in D.C. are stupid. You want to know why? They're around each other. They're a bunch of smart people around each other who won't listen to outside the Beltway. They're inside the Beltway intelligentsia, which means they're stupid in terms of how America really works. Oh, they may be bright in giving you some sort of policy position or whatever, but when it comes to connecting with the common man, the person who has to really go out there and slug it out for a living, people are dumber than a box of rocks. And so Donald Trump says, rightfully, if I take my smarts and a group of people that I handpick, I'll show you smarts in D.C. And that's exactly what he's done. Then Glenn Beck says he's for bigger government. He's for bigger government. And O'Reilly jokes and says, well, if you're going to round up all these illegals, it's going to take a lot of buses. Only the government has more, has that many. Then finally he says he's into dog whistles. Dog whistles. He said, hearing him say things. And Beck can't give you anything tangible, and I'm talking about at the time, to rationalize his thoughts. Then he just says, if he gets elected, we're in massive trouble. Now, in between all of this, he's saying, he's chastising the so-called rest of America. Now, I want you to understand, Glenn's got whatever number of people listening to him that have been listening to him as he was rabidly anti-Trump. By the way, Dana Loesch was one of these. She joined him. Rabidly anti-Trump. And they went on to the Atlantic Constitution, whatever. They went on to one of the big publications and made a big deal why Donald Trump couldn't get in, and this is the craziest thing. I can't believe y'all want Trump. He'll never win, blah, blah, blah. And Trump wins, and not only does he win, He wins and becomes a rock star. And then Glenn Beck, this is the other day, don't think I'm lying, he puts on a MAGA hat, and you heard in between, he's chastising the left. How dare you? This is what broke the straw that broke the camel's back. MS-13. You guys saying that he's accusing all the people of, you know, all the illegals of being members of gangs and all this when he called the animals gangs of, you know, MS-13. And Glenn does a complete mea culpa. Now I get it. And you know what? I understand Donald Trump, and it's for shame on you leftists drove me away from you and back to Donald Trump. C.J. Pearson, you know that little black dude? He did that. C.J. Pearson pretended to be a conservative Republican, and then if something happened, and he jumped on Barack Obama's side, and then he got his sanity back, and now he's back over on this side. I can't stand him. I can't stand that behavior. See, because I'm with you through and through. I'm with Trump, good or bad, because I believe in what he's trying to do. Meaning, I don't have to believe everything he does is 100% correct, and I don't. As a matter of style, I might do things differently. But I wouldn't abandon him the way Glenn Beck and all those others, Dana, C.J. Pearson, and others. And I come back to this wishy-washy conservatism. It took for the media to lie about MS-13 for Glenn to finally admit it, which I will give him credit. He did finally admit it. He didn't pull a Roland Martin, who I schooled on the Three-Fifths Compromise, and Roland just skulked the way off of Twitter, you know, without saying, you know what, Kev? Sorry, man. Never should have tweeted you and Laura Ingraham and called you a fool for your position because you were correct. At least Glenn corrected it. But, you know, it took him a long time to come to this conclusion. And he's not quite the guy he used to be. It would be said to some, it could be easily said that maybe Glenn's coming on this side because he figured out that grass isn't too green on that side where he was.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must-read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Remember all the discussion of trade during the campaign? And then when Donald Trump said, I'm going to pull us out of TPP, people had a conniption. They said, we won't be able to do trade with China. And Trump made China an issue. And then Rand Paul said, well, China's not even in the TPP. And then Trump went, okay, all the better. But we're getting out of the trade agreement, because TPP did involve Japan and Korea. Also, he said, we're going to take a look at NAFTA. We're going to look at trade between Canada and Mexico. And he started making moves. Once he got elected, he started making moves in trade. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, so you can find more out about me, Kevin Jackson. And I'd love to hear from you. You can call us at 844-551-8255. So Donald Trump brings trade to the forefront. And everybody, every time he talked about trade, was Armageddon. When he got into the so-called trading war with China, with which we have roughly $400 billion trade deficit, he says, I'm going to cut our trade with you $50 billion. China says, we'll cut our trade with you $50 billion. Then Trump says, and I'll cut ours $150 billion. And China went, Maybe we need to rethink this. And Trump said point blank, let me tell you, when you don't have as many bullets as I have, you can't fire at me. And he knew it. So China blinked. And where do we find ourselves now? We find ourselves looking at trade realistically. We finally had the first month where we had a trade surplus. Not I don't know if it was a total. Yeah, actually, we did it. We had a trade surplus in the month of March. And China actually had a trade deficit. So Donald Trump has made all these moves. And I'm going to get into where I was having this discussion with Steve Hilton on the revolution. But I want to play a clip of a guy who's a former trade official, and he warned on trade with China the way Trump is doing it. But listen to this clip. It's so revealing.
Good news on the U.S.-China trade front.
That is back from the brink, and one issue sort of off the table, largely off the table. I'd say there's still a lot of details left. We don't know the ultimate outcome. We don't know how much improvement there is going to be in U.S.-China trade, but at least it's not going to be a negative, or it's not going to undermine. It's not going to be a trade war, so at least markets can perform as they otherwise would.
What do you think this framework is all about? What's actually in there? What are they gnashing their teeth over? Does it include intellectual property, transfer of technology, that kind of stuff?
Well, they haven't disclosed anything, so my guess is they're still hammering things out. Xi Jinping had already publicly said that by the end of the year, he intends to remove barriers for auto imports. So that could be a big part of it. That's one building block. My guess is there will be something on IP and compulsory licensing, some fixes or some attention to that set of details. But a big part of it, as we heard Leo say earlier in the clip, is just pure trade issues, meaning they're just simply going to step up purchases of some items. They're going to step up soybean purchases and other kinds of purchases.
Okay, and this is only stopgap, though. I mean, this is a Band-Aid.
That doesn't fix the problem. You're writing a check, but you're not dealing with what actually is going wrong, right? Well, I think they will, but I think they'll both. Yeah. They'll fix a few things, and then they'll write a check for the rest.
Okay, so blunt question, let me ask you. What they do end up coming up with, right, is that going to be enough for the midterms, for November, for Trump to go, okay, that's my win, that's all I need?
I think the Chinese and Donald Trump are both very artful at declaring victory, even if only partial progress has been made. So even if 10% or 20% of these issues are solved in the course of these negotiations, my guess is both sides have a huge incentive to say we've won.
Now, here's what I want to talk about with this. So that was a former trade exec from another administration, and he's saying, be careful if China writes you a check. Now, I want to begin this by saying we wouldn't even be having this discussion about balancing out trade if it weren't for the fact that Donald Trump said Barack Obama's policy sucked. And so China's going to write us a fat check, and the number that we've been talking about is $200 billion. Okay? Now, they're warning us. This particular guy, he's warning, be careful if China cuts you that check. He says, I'd focus more on structural changes, getting the market open, fair treatment, level playing field, IP, investment protection, and so on. Now, I'm going to go back to what I've been saying all along, and you guys have heard me say it. I said there's going to be a tsunami based on exactly what he just said, that Donald Trump is not looking to just say, look, write us a check for $200 billion and we'll call it even, because that's just a check back to the government. He's saying, no, we're going to get businesses investing and doing things over there, and we're going to make structural changes to our trade policy that allow us to win and you to win as well, and it's going to be more balanced. And this guy's saying, be careful if they write you the check. Then he says, on the developments on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea is unlikely to agree to a complete denuclearization, baby steps from the Trump-Kim meeting. Understand this. There are people on the left who don't want this meeting to occur. Knowing that Donald Trump is effectively gotten rid of the war on the Korean Peninsula, now he's in the process of denuclearizing North Korea and helping build that economy so they become productive. There are people that don't want this. And this guy's warning that these are the things that we have to be concerned about. You would think in both of these issues that Americans of all ilk would rally around the president and say, look, we want structural changes to the market. We don't want to just be beating up people on tariffs. We want structural changes. And the Chinese, of course, backed off on the tariffs real fast. Structural changes. Now, I want to play a clip from when I was on, this is weeks ago, I was on Steve Hilton's show, and here's what I said about the election of 2018 as well as Donald Trump's structural changes.
from KJRadio.com, Fox News contributor and author of Race Pimping, Kevin Jackson.
This is the most recent tweet from the Maxine Waters Twitter account. The president is a liar. His actions are contemptible. And I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached.
You're never going to see it. You're never going to see impeachment because there's nothing to impeach Donald Trump about. The Democrats are going to get crushed in 2018. They can, if they want to be a trombone player with a page, in the midterm elections.
That's so interesting. Anthony Scaramucci was here the other week. He said exactly the same.
They're going to get crushed. Yeah. And the other thing is, to Kennedy's point, Donald Trump has been the most amenable president to Democrats. They wanted DACA. They wanted 600,000, 800,000. He said, let's make it 1.5 million. He's up in the game every single time, and we see exactly who's at fault here and who's, you know, who are the people playing hardball. Donald Trump wants to meet these folks halfway, and they're not doing it. And the final point, the economy is booming. And not only is it booming, the tsunami that's going to come, because think about it, all the companies that are coming back, they haven't gotten back. The trade policies that he implemented where we lowered the tariff on 183 things in China, items in China that we can now sell, that hasn't kicked in. Mm-hmm. Most of the policy that Donald Trump has done outside of the tax bill have not even kicked in. So wait until Apple builds that facility. Wait until Amazon puts those new jobs. The tsunami's not yet to come.
Wow. How profound I am at times. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Wow. I mean, look, that was, I've been saying this for a while, but it's so true. We haven't touched the surface yet on all the things that are there. And I keep coming back to this very simple point that I want people to keep in mind. This is based on the notion that the left are fighting this man. Donald Trump unencumbered, man, who knows? People jumping on his side, honestly, there's no limit to what he could do. And it goes back to what I played in a clip earlier in the broadcast about Glenn Beck, where Trump said, it's a very simple thing to fix D.C., take smart people there. Get rid of the dummies. And what Donald Trump is saying is, without saying it, is that we have people that have all these great degrees, but you know what they don't have? They don't have your best interest in mind. If those people with those great degrees really had America's best interest in mind, you wouldn't be dealing with the racial issues that you're dealing with today. You wouldn't be dealing with the crime issues. You wouldn't be dealing with the schools not educating the kids. You wouldn't be dealing with some of the union issues and things like this. We would be a flourishing economy. We do it in spite of them. So I'm going to go back to this guy talking about Donald Trump's trade policies with China. Be careful if China cuts you a check. Where was he in the 8 years of Barack Obama when China wasn't even considered cutting us a check? Where were the other leftists? Where were the people when we were running up over $500 billion, more than that, $500 billion deficit across the globe, and Barack Obama content to do it, telling us get used to it. It's going to probably grow. Where were they then? Where were they offering their advice on focusing on structural changes or even getting anybody to just write us a check? Nowhere. I want you to think about saving, and with one client, $200 billion a year. Said it the other day, $2 trillion every 10 years. But $200 billion a year is a big boost to the economy, even one the size of ours. I got to leave it there. We'll be back another day.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.